shape of dream is brought into view once again, and the arrogant ghost of hope persistently floats where it doesn't belong. Not a friend, but an enemy, enticing me to avail of the offer. But it is a bribe I am no longer willing to accept. The price is too high, a disappointment that takes far too long to dissolve in pointless reasoning. I know the path too well. Yet conflicting beliefs continue to collide, attacking each other with logic, and when the truth is so far beyond reach, no theory can be fully denied. So the cycle continues. But each time it is with less intensity and with less emotion, for no sky can remain clouded forever, no mind conflicted for all time.
Thank you. Right, and next we have Tina.
I was reminded, because I have a thing about Lilith, so I was reminded of a poem I wrote a while back about Lilith. And I once read this at the Poets for Afghanistan in a burqa, in a full burqa. I'm scared of everything. Lilith. In secret caves, she waits. In summer's heat, she waits. Through autumn's blaze, she waits. In winter's sleep, she waits. For spring's return, she waits. Behind the veil, she waits. For rent or sale, she waits. Shackled in silence, she waits. To sing again, she waits. Deep in ourselves, she waits. Dark in our dreams, she waits. Until we wake, she waits.
Thank you, Pete. Next up, we have Tatch.
This is a piece that written by a guy called Jerry O'Callaghan. It was written in July 1972. Jerry's the brother of a friend of mine, and I'm not sure exactly what age he is now, but he's probably about 70 himself. But when his sister read it to me, I liked the piece, and I asked if I could have permission to read it. And he gave me permission, so here we go. Called Back to School. I hope I do it justice. Say thrice a decade, years ago, since first I took this way, the day that shaper of our ends began to slow. Unwinding of my second spoon began to pay, raw of my flesh, aspiring thread of hope that lit its way to school. That tyrant hope that still has fed our brightest flames and nursed our fools. Each trodden path on trodden runs, each covered stile, each stony fence, remains to mock the aging sons of men who then and since have burnt their tomorrows into yesterdays by the contempt of age. And there upon the bank that also grew forget-me-nots, still grows wild sage. You still can drink from Duggan's well, and I drank deep, the water eddying around my chin, and I could smell bulrushes. Hear the gurgling of the spring, my fingers filled the fingerprints of scholars impressed in the stone, the threshold on which you leant to drink, but I drink now alone. Sadie Crowley's forge is closed and cold, the village pump more rusted, Tim, the carpenter, dead, and his old workshop roof has needed him. Around the school, the playground rear, the ghosts of running feet, and through the hedgerow overgrown you hear small voices in extinct pursuit. The master's voice, unanswered calls, flute music lingers like a wish round where the mistress shadow falls. They gather in stentorian hush, and hushed within the waters toss beneath each bridge undreamt wild dreams of scholars languish at the loss of childhood in still running streams.
No, you don't have to do that.
And had to do that? All right, thank you very much, Ted. Up next we have Nihal.
Thank you. This one, short one again, it's called Artists Without Pain. Stand back and watch. She is at her best in silence. It's obvious this lady has been at it with years. Words can't explain it, you just know. In a way it's mesmerizing, made look easy, simple, artistic in a way. Dinner's ready.
And up next we have a regular Mary.
I'm still blown away by the performance tonight. It's just amazing. One of the best things we've ever had, I think.
Yes.
So thanks again. This is called House of Crack Barack. When Barack Obama came to our isle, his bulletproof limo was given a trial. Not 666, but a beast all the same, it ground to a halt. A keen source of shame, not for our lads, but the guys from the States, as something went wrong at the embassy gates. Apart from that hitch, everyone had a ball. Michelle pulled two pints when they hit Moneygall. Barack met the cousins and paid for his drink. His words aimed at pulling us back from the brink. He turned bilingual and called us his friends. His fatherling, helping us buck all the trends. Donald Trump had the gall to question his birth. But his roots were established as shown on his cert. When he finds that apostrophe that went astray, his Irish connections will be on display. We get over the ash cloud that shortened his stay if he gets re-elected at the end of the day.
Get one limo stuck and just never hear the end of it. All right. Up next, we have Anne Marie.
Softly rustles your hair. I'm like the invigorating wind that whips at you, tossing and turning you with excitement and longing. And each season unwound, winter hard, cold, and then white and beautiful. I'm spring with bursting flowers of beauty, of fresh, cool colours. I'm summer, hot, sexy, and lustful. And autumn, grounded, strong and walking beside you in the forest of golden orange leaves. I'm wrapping you up in a woolly scarf and wrapping you up too. I'm the water of the turbulent seas, tossing you around, throwing you from side to side, crushing you with no hesitation. I'm the waters of still rivers and lakes, peaceful, calm and serene. I'm calming your soul and holding on to you, protecting you and letting you feel at ease. I'm the waters that go gliding off the edge and keep falling and falling and then gently hitting the ground. I bring you with me, feeling you with the rush, the fun. This is who I am. I'm all the elements combined, all emotions, ever known, I'm everything and more. I'm haunting yet beautiful, I'm confusing yet happy. I'm sad and lonely yet content. I'm all yours if you want me. I'm trying to give you that clue as to who I am and what goes on in my head. Just for today, I will not anger. Just for today, I will give gratitude to everything. Just for today, I will respect you. Just for today, I will love myself. I will truly love myself. At the end of all that, I'm that huge rooted tree that digs deep, deep into the ground. I'm the source of all living beings. I'm your tree of life, buried full of memories, scars, life. I'm standing tall and will embrace everyone and everything. I'm full of lush green leaves and a dark wooden bark. And most importantly, I'm giving you that air to breathe and your survival.
Thank you very much, that was wonderful. Next we have the winner of our 5-word challenge now. Don Quixote.
Yeah, just call me Don. This one, a little thing I wrote for my children when they were children. Have pen, will travel. To travel space or time, pick up a paintbrush or a pen. Home or picture, song or story, just dare to begin. You took your pen for a walk, then it took you instead. It seemed that it began to talk. You followed where its journey led. It became Aladdin's Kilim, flying you off to Samarkand. Better than a Disney film. Shout Kazam to make it land. Next it was a time machine, flashing back to an ancient time. Watch out, that mammoth's mean. 3 tons of steak and prime. Then time warping centuries ahead on a science fiction roll. You were spun out of your cozy bed to score our galaxy's winning goal. So to travel space or time, pick up a paintbrush or a pen, poem or picture, song or story, just there to begin. Is there time for another one?
Yeah.
Just to go back to the Spanish theme. Song for a Pueblo Blanco. There's drinkers and thinkers and herders of goats. There's healers and dealers, inventors and poets. Quiet men with mule trains, youths on loud bikes, old ladies in black, school kids in Nikes. There's tapas and che in the commonest bar. You want La Vida Loca, the cost of concrete's not far. Bandit ghosts in the hills, fast cars on sharp bends, chase adrenaline thrills where the road ends. There's people of all shades, brown, black, pink of hide, villas in the olive groves, casitas on the cliffside. White streets at all angles, cool shade for the siesta. Girls in colourful dresses, down fandangos for the fiesta. There's the odd poco loco, but harmless enough, holding loud conversations with themselves off the cuff. There's dreamers and schemers, how to make a euro. There's a time warp showing between Banco and Burro. There's artist and builder, musician, campesino. Whole families out late for orange juice or fine vino. There's hippies and dippies, pachero and geary. A few wild-looking women and some men who look weary. There's homage to the Moors in the form of the town arch, but also to the heroine who stopped their march. This steep white genial town in Arabic means little fort, and on a fine rising street sits that old house I bought. Thanks. I just want to finish up by telling you something about the Quince, the 15th of May movement. I went to one of their demonstrations. People were in the cities, in the squares, in Puerto del Sol in Madrid. And one of the posters I saw was very relevant for Ireland. It said, it's not a crisis. It said in Spanish, no es un crisis, es una estafa gigante, which means, it's not a crisis, it's a fucking huge swindle.
Thank you, Don. Next is Annette.
This is called Oak Grove. Great limbs bring armfuls of white sky, sea spangles, sharp hills, flashes of jay and chaffinch. Red wings pit the sun-patched grass. I circle the garden, draw a ring around this house. Call it snail shell, call it harbour, call it omphalos. Strophe, antistrophe, from oak to oak, bin to bench, wintergreen to herb, washing line, shed, tread the seasons, serve the sickle moon, observe it bloat, orange, low on a dark sea. A rope of days, twine strong, to ward off the stranger with the summons, the demand from the bank lying slyly on the mat.
Thank you. Next we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Grant. This is called the straight story. Straight on the outside, crooked on the inside, all screaming, torn and bent, going through countless intervals of sift, for publication drift that was never meant to be. A mother who can always say put, rise up you and call her blessed, she even laughs harder in the thousands of the taunts, can look for another and you know the rest. Walked on the inside, straightforward on the inside, if only you knew how. Privately deliberating an unusual kiss, fighting between breaks, the here and the now, and the will it ever happen soaring overhead. The lowest of the low, the heart's shining abyss, belches with all honesty, some actual norm, arise from a somber, straightforward mess. Was there ever a dream, I said, I'm waking, to once every day that one didn't need. But things were all right there, and so what? About sleep in the dark, everyone agreed. Going back to their seats, everyone sat down and chatted, things went on as before, tried and trusted with legal means. Although we got the right answer, do we need any more? Reassessments, reversions, rehearsals for life. Where the real truth is on the thing, this, that, and the other. Kiss me goodnight then. Look after yourself. Dear, for I love you like you are my brother. When the party is over, and everyone goes, there is always one staying for the night to clean up or relive in some shape or form the very thing you thought you'd need to fight. Against this, a dark corner of the stairs, which she comes into, and so do you, and kill yourself of shame, like two solid lovers, for a roof stops to care what can you do. Outside, you see, it's a cover of thick smog, sifting through the windows and chimneys above, reassisting, rehearsing forever, the ex-impact per component of the nature of love.
Up next, we have Conrad Mannes.
Thanks, Matt. There's three poems. The first one is called Memory, and this came out of a conversation I had with Pamela Burns, one of the poetry chicks, and she says big long poems and stuff like that, so I was asking how she managed to remember it. So while she was mesmerizing me with her beautiful lyric accent, I was trying to remember what she was saying. And it wasn't a lot. She drinks sage tea. She drinks sage tea for her memory. For her memory. She drinks sage tea for her memory. This is called Window, and in case you're wondering what window, it's that window. I was here one day during the day. It's a different place during the day, which is quite amazing. We're doing a reading, thanks to Paul there. And I should have been listening to Cullen Scully, so I can tell this story when he's not here. I was looking out over his shoulder, and just that other window over there is a restaurant, so there's loads of stuff going on. So, in a window, to a window, looking out over Winthrop Street, a woman with blonde hair waits a table. In the background is the silhouette of a man with a cap. He sits beside another window. And when the table is white, the woman sits sipping coffee. I can see the sheen of her stocking, her legs are crossed, and a high boot just above her knee, above the low tabletop. She adjusts the window. Maybe it's the draft or the noise that disturbs her. I cannot tell. In a window, through a window, looking out over Winthrop Street, my soul is an artesian basin, an aquifer replenished with your love, filled from the deluge of your pain drowning me. In a window, through a window, looking out over Winthrop Street. And this is, I better read this before it goes out of date, it's for the Queen again. Okay, they come back to that. It's called An Honorary Irish Ado. And this is, I was coming in the Kinsale Road round about the Wednesday before she came here, and there was just was covered with yards, and all jumped out of vans, sort of, with various implements. I thought it was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen. They descended in flocks on the roadside hedgerows, farmer's sons to a man, in their element, handling deftly bill hooks and hedging knives that they confiscated off of certain members of the travelling community. Probing and prodding, looking for old familiar items such as sugar and fertiliser, and ensuring the coast was clear for Eilish when she'd come to bury the hatchet.
I wish looking out a window allowed me to write a poem like that. I just looked out a window. So it's always it's too much. We have Paul coming up next with a poem that was inspired by our guest. So welcome, Paul.
Thank you. I hate going after Connor, but I've got the goddess on my side tonight. So some of you have heard this before. There's 27 quatrains in this, I think, bear with me. But it's for the Triple Goddess, so 27, you know. And I wrote it for a naming ceremony, a pagan naming ceremony for a friend of mine's daughter a couple of years ago. It's called Bridget Queen Bees. At the ultimate moment of conception, a meeting of ancient magic has given early birth at Imbolc to a queen bee of great breeding, born in the smallest of hours before daybreak. Bridget rose into the sky to meet the sun, rays of fire streaming out from her tiny, inquisitive brow. Infant Bridget was fed from the milk of a sacred cow from the other world, where her apple orchard bees now nestle, scattering her heavenly nectar. When you look back through the memory of rivers, Bridget, you may wonder why the first breed breezed about beneath a slow stretching sun. And at three, when you're waving your Bridget's cross, at nine, laying your Bordeaux on Bridget's bed, at 27, gathering firewood for the last of winter, or even at 108, dreaming of a sleeping Cailleach, the birth of spring. May you be that herald of light, Bridget, who buzzes on regenerating, as bees do, life along the blessed banks of rivers, and hang up your cloak on the rays of the sun, for your name flows through the two brides of Cork, married to the Lee and the Blackwater, and in the Bright and the Brent of neighbouring Wales and England. You are named Bridget for a poet, worshipped by poets in the oral tradition, the breed in Scotland, Brigitte en France, Brigantia in England and Spain, Fide in Wales, Brie on the Isle of Man, Breda, Breed, Bridie, Brigida, Brig, Brigandu, all from a Celtic name, Beosaic, Bright Arrow, Bright One, Powerful One, High One, a fiery arrow let loose by the royals of the Tuatha Dé Danann. Her mother, you should know, is the Morrigan, herself a triple goddess of high renown. Her daddy is the Dagda, the patriarch of Celts, for 80 years the High King of Ireland. Bridget is sister to Rhiannon, the horse goddess, Epona, sister to Baib, the war goddess, sister to Ogma, the god of eloquence, music, magic, and poetry, sister also to Bogdarg and Nidair, the gods of war and the underworld, half-sister to Angus Hoag, the god of youth, sister, sister, and sister to us all. Unlike other triple goddesses, as in the Greek tradition where she is maiden, matron, and crone, virgin, mother, and hag, Irish breed is a triple goddess of fire. Bridget, fire of the hearth, is goddess of fertility, childbirth, and all healing. Bridget, fire of the forge, is goddess of weaving, embroidery, and smithing, a glowing goddess imbued, shining with justice, law, and order. Bridget, fire of inspiration, is the muse of poetry, history, and song, the protector of all cultural learning, a goddess of most high things, of high-rising flames, of highlands and hill forts, of wisdom, excellence, perfection, of intelligence, druidry, and warfare. Her name was given to the saint, for she is a goddess of light, of compassion, of inspiration. Once foster mother, it is said, to the infant Jesus. One day, Bridget, you may find in you an affinity to the vibrant spirits of fire, to sparks, sudden flames, to shooting stars, to night lights, candles, and sunrise. You may begin one day, Bridget, to hear the memories of springs and wells, of poetry, whistling, embroidery, of bells, thresholds and doorways. You may well find yourself dreaming, Bridget, of lambs, dairy cows and cockerels, of owls, serpents and bees, and of creatures waking from hibernation. For Bridget heralds the first day of spring, the milk of pregnant ewes, the sacredness of motherhood, the very life force sustained and nourished. For Bridget is trailed lightly by the spirits of acorn and oak, of dandelion, the triplet petals of snowdrops, crocus and trillium, the nourishing promise of oats, pumpkin and corn. For Bridget dances in the scent of heather, of wisteria violet and lavender, of lemon bee brush, heliotrope, chamomile daisies, of anemone coronaria, broom, shamrock, rushes, sage and straw. For all the field flowers, Bridget draws light from gold, silver, carnelian, from agate, copper, and amethyst, from jasper and lapis lazuli crystal, to bring brightness wherever you go. For wherever you live, there is light, Bridget. Yes, you are the dawn of warmth, the keeper of bees, the slow, dilating strength of the sun. Her mother.
Thank you very much, Paul. It looks like we haven't got any more on the list, so that will conclude the open mic for tonight. The Ovale in general. As usual, we can go to the Crane Lane, or some of us might go to the Crane Lane afterwards, so if you'd like to go there. But please, can we hear another round of applause? Oh, do you want to read?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sinead? Yeah.
Okay, come on up. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This one is called Lauren Dawn Townsend, and she's one of the girls who was killed in Columbine, and it's about her. A child of the earth, yet she wanted to fly. Today I'm a hawk, you might hear her cry. A child of the heart, she was laughter and love, but never a hard word. She was peace, like the dove. Now a child of all hearts, left to yearn for her joy, while the hearts of the world can only ask why. She protected the little ones, said it would all be okay. While guns fired around them, she safely showed them the way. A child full of heart, whom the world would have loved. Now all those left behind, she protects from above. That one I remember. This one is called Don't Cry, and it's about an autistic child who can't relate to his mother, and it's kind of written from his point of view. So don't cry. I hear you in your room at night. I hear you crying. I see you look at me. I see the shadows in your eyes. If I could smash the walls between us, I would. If I could find a smile for you, I would. My mind won't join the dots I need, but my heart screams, please, Mama, don't cry. I'm trying to find my way to you, trying not to lock you out. I see the shadows in your eyes, I see you look at me. I hear you crying. I hear you in your room at night. Please, don't cry.